The Push for Farm Bill 2.0. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The full text of the much-awaited Farm Bill 2.0 was released last Friday, and one ag leader says he's pushing to make sure it gets across the finish line.
The first thing you've got to say is hooray and hooray and hooray. Though this is not the final step by any stretch, it is an important first step.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He points out two pieces of Farm Bill 2.0 that he says are very important.
In commodities, it strengthens the commodity programs that were passed in the reconciliation. And this adds a standing block grant authority for appropriated disaster funds. Now, Indiana, Michigan tends not to have as much of the disaster as, say, the coasts, but just once, all it takes, and this becomes very, very important. And then there's also a farm storage facility loan program, always important for areas that store a lot of soy, corn, in some cases wheat, and other crops.
But what will it take for Farm Bill 2.0 to pass both the House and the Senate and get signed into law by President Trump before the fiscal year ends September 30th?
Oh my gosh, these are not easy these days. The margin is so very, very tight in the House, and then of course in the Senate. On this one, it will not just be a majority, it will require 60 senators.
That's why McKinney is pushing hard for farmers and ag leaders now more than ever to contact their lawmakers on Capitol Hill and tell them to pass the farm bill.
If they don't, shame on them. I'm saying that out of love and respect, but I know farmers. They say, let your actions speak for you, not your words. This is the time they better be voicing up, because if it's a tepid response, those who are opposed can say, well, I just didn't hear from my farmers.
Republicans on the House Ag Committee say they plan to mark up the bill this Monday, the 23rd.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrient Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another very mild day across Michigan today, but we're going to start to see a little more inclement weather head this direction. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan Ag Today weather update. For Tuesday, no major problems. Partly sunny skies. Clouds will be increasing as we head through this evening and into the overnight. The clouds are increasing because we've got a weather system moving through the northern plains tonight into tomorrow across the upper Midwest, and it's going to throw some rain into Michigan. I'm looking for a nice round of rain shower action all day long tomorrow, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch with 100% coverage across the state. We do clear out as we move through the overnight tomorrow night. A little dry slot works up in, and then we see round two trying to come together later Thursday into Friday. Nice area of low pressure tracking through Wisconsin and up through the UP. I think we can see another probably quarter to three quarters of an inch, but spottier coverage for Thursday afternoon through Friday. I think we're putting it back around 60-70% with rains there. The weekend is mostly drier, but we see a lot of clouds sticking around, some lake effect in here, and it's definitely colder. The chill holds all the way through the first part of next week. The best chance for lake effect seems to be Sunday into Monday when north winds come straight down Lake Michigan, straight across the Lake Superior. That's the setup there. And then we are going to stay chilly probably through midweek, warming on Wednesday afternoon, just in time for some rain to come in for Wednesday night into Thursday. And then we are cool again to finish the week and into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Andy Eubank joins us now along with John Zanker with Farmers Keeper as they discuss some things that could move the grain markets this week.
It's a President's Day break for the Monday markets, but we get back with a short week on Tuesday and an interesting week with the Ag Outlook Forum coming up. What's your sense, John, of where the markets are sitting right now, where they may be headed as well, and how much that Ag Outlook Forum could impact market direction?
It could. My biggest concern right now is what might happen to soybeans. We've had a nice price pop. We had one in the fall and went to levels higher than we currently are. And then a couple weeks later, we're looking at a dollar break. So are we set up for something similar if the Ag Outlook Forum throws out a larger than expected acreage number? What if the Chinese come out and say, hey, you know, we're not going to be buying 8 more million tons this year, given Brazil's dollar discount to U.S. beans. So there's things out there that could make this week a little bit on the rough side. So we might have some more upside, but I'm a little bit concerned about that. I think we're probably at the point where holding any old crop beans looks a little bit iffy at this point. And we're certainly pushing ahead on our 2026 soybean sales.
What is the South American weather situation looking like right now and whatever impact that may be having?
Well, and your biggest concern for Brazil is maybe having too wet of a harvest in spots. That probably tells you that they're on the verge of a really big crop, and production forecasts aren't going down, they're going up. Argentina, they could use a general soaking, especially in Buenos Aires, but in general, that crop looks like it's online right now to meet that 50 million ton mark.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. Once again, the grain, livestock, and dairy markets all back open today after the long three-day President's Day holiday weekend. Check out how the markets are performing any time of the day or night at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.